Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stoll from Beholder in His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, 2 weeks ago, we started looking at the 23rd chapter of Job, where Job is going to lament a little bit about some things, and then I believe he's going to have an expression of faith. He says to his friends, starting in verse 2, "Even today is my complaint bitter, and my stroke is heavier than my groaning." Wow! Have you ever been there, my friend? My stroke is heavier than my groaning. And so Job is under the gun here. This trial is causing great suffering on him. The physical trial of having boils from head to toes, the loss of all of his children, the loss of all of his earthly possessions, and now he has these counselors sitting around giving him all of this free advice. You know, if you read the end of the book of Job, God is not pleased with what Job's friends said about him. So take heed to yourself, my friend, when you give and take free advice. It is better not to be advice, but it is better that it be, "Thus saith the Lord," if you fear for your life and you really want to please God. At the end of Job, God says to Job, "Your friends have not spoken rightly of me, but Job did." Now, what the friends, what they were saying about God was, "Job, you must have sinned somewhere, or else all of these bad things would not have happened to you." Boy, does that sound familiar. I would think so. I cannot begin to tell you of the people in my life that tell me, "God must be judging you, David. God must be punishing you when something does not work out or things just kind of go wrong." The common religious denominational thinking is, if you believe and obey God, only good things will happen to you, and frankly, nothing but good things. This is a sign of you serving and being obedient to God, is His blessings, and only His blessings in your life. But if you do not believe and you do not obey God, then you are in for only bad things. Bad times are coming your way. They are a sign of your disobedience, and God is going to punish you. Well, I have two words to say about that, and that's poppycock. But this is what most religious Christians believe. This is what most denominations teach today. Sadly, they are wrong. But in reality, in Job's case, he was a good and upright man who loved God and hated evil. God at the beginning said, "This was the truth of Job." Now, neither God nor his friends had any framework of reference for obeying and believing God and yet still coming into great trial. Therefore, the reasoning then was, "Job, you must have sinned, or else this bad stuff would not have happened to you." But Job, who also believed this to begin with, had no conscience of sin. He could not find in his own self-examination any place in his life where he had sinned. And as we're going to read here in a moment or two, he was open to the precious conviction of God. Because, you know, my friend, we can be blinded to the conviction of God, can't we? And still, God himself was not convicting Job of any sin. The bottom line here is Job had all of these horrible calamities come upon him, and there was no reason for it. God himself had said he, Job, had found nothing wrong in his conduct, and Job had not been able to find any reason for what was happening to him in his own conduct. And actually, it was Job was seeing the truth in this situation. Wow. There was no reason for all of these things to happen to him. But his friends would not believe it, and they continually nagged him, trying to get him to confess sin that was not there. My friend, take heed to who you call a friend. I will be honest, I have had less than 3 real friends in my life. My wife and family, of course, excluded. People that would go to the mat for me, no matter what I said or what I did. And even in these folks, I am sure there is a line even they would not cross in my character. you know, we throw that word friend around, but in most cases, the person we call a friend is probably just a mere acquaintance at best. You know, this is a lesson that I keep learning. So many people I have met and ministered with around the world who I called a friend have turned on us for personal gain and for the desire to be liked and esteemed greater than us among our close-knit group of ministers. Take heed to who you call a friend. Know them well, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Know them not by their abilities and their talents, even to minister the Word of God, but know them by their heart. Know them by their character and by their integrity. Know them by the Spirit. Wow. Job's so-called friends nagged him, trying to get him to confess sin that was not there. How many know that you and I are wasting our time confessing sin that we have not, repeat, not committed? Now, sin is to miss the mark, to know right but do wrong. If we know something is wrong and we do it, then we have sinned. If so, confess it to God, stop it, and then drive on. But confessing what we think is a sin before God is a great waste of time. So why do we do such things anyways? Well, perhaps we do things in order to appease our guilt, or maybe we think that we will make God happy. You know, people do that. They try to make God happy. But if we waste our time doing that, then we are not, repeat, not telling the truth. And why? Confession of sin, we know that, you know, if we have committed, is the direct result of God showing us the truth. So conviction is God showing us the truth. It is the result of conviction by the precious Holy Spirit of truth in our life. You know, one of the greatest signs we are a son or a daughter of God is not our ability to speak in tongues or pray for the sick or pay our tithes or work around the church or any of that stuff. Oh, no. It is the convicting power of the Holy Spirit in our life. It is the greatest sign that God loves us and wants us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sadly, most Christians and some believers I know do not know the difference between the convicting power of the Holy Spirit and us feeling guilty for something we think we have or we may have not done. Let me tell you, my friend, when God hits you with conviction, there will be no doubt in your heart. There will be no doubt in your mind. There will be no doubt in your stomach. That's where it seems I kind of know that's conviction. And when it hits me in the stomach, it kind of brings me to my knees. It will be like a ton of bricks falling on us, trapping you to the view of the truth of the issue that is before you. Oh, precious is the conviction power of the Holy Spirit. And so Job was absolutely correct in stating he did not know where he had sinned. He was correct in stating this because not only had God not convicted him of any sin, but in fact, within the light that he had, he was not guilty of anything that he could find even in himself. And so others there, this conflict goes on, this tension here in the conversation, because Job's friends had no place in their thinking or in their belief system that a good man obeying God could encounter great troubles and trials in their lives. Under the heaviness of all of this, Job says, "My stroke is heavier than my groaning." In other words, he could not even express how difficult this all was for him. Have you ever been there, my friend? Well, serve God long enough, and the truth of God will dawn and will draw you. It will hamstring us to the truth, especially the truth about ourselves. More next week on what is real truth. What is the real truth? This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week to come and that the truth of the Word of God is able to enlighten you and give you revelation knowledge to the things around you so that you will not fall away, so that you will not be like Job's friends, so that you will not do those things that you do not need to be, you know, those things that you do not need to do, and the truth about yourself, which is critical. And may the Lord be able to go ahead and grow us into the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and conform us into the character and the image of His dear Son. Amen and amen. More next week.